This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The world has passed the bleak milestone of 500,000 deaths from COVID-19. At this hour, that figure is more than 502,000. Over 10 million people are infected with the virus worldwide. Despite the rising numbers, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports some governments are pushing ahead with reopening travel. But the process will be complicated and subject to change.
The European Union is preparing a list of 15 countries whose nationals will be allowed to visit the bloc. But resurgence of cases in the US means Americans may not be on that list. Officials say countries will be chosen according to their coronavirus status and the reliability of their data. Spain's foreign minister, Arantxa Gonzalez Laya, says this is not an exercise to be nice or unfriendly to other countries, but an exercise of self-responsibility.
That's AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the coronavirus crisis has been a disaster for Britain. And while the government will look at what went wrong, it is not the right time to have an inquiry into missteps. In the United States, several states at the center of a new surge in infections have taken steps back from efforts to ease restrictions on businesses. The U.S. leads the world in cases with more than 2.5 million. Pakistani security officials say gunmen armed with grenades attacked the Pakistan Stock Exchange in Karachi on Monday, killing two guards, a policeman, and wounding seven others. Security forces killed all four of the attackers. In Afghanistan, multiple explosions tore through a market in the southern part of the country Monday, killing at least 23 civilians. The Afghan army is accusing the Taliban of carrying out the attack. For more on any of today's stories, go to voanews.com.